This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's FDA approved and costs roughly the same as the out-of-pocket cost of a CPAP machine, but it's much more comfortable and convenient to use. Results are guaranteed or your money back. There's no excuse for waking up tired or needing a nap every day or waiting for the lines on your face from the CPAP mask to go away. Your bed partner will be a lot happier as well. Visit exciteosa.com. That's EXCITEOSA.com. Ask your doctor how you can reduce snoring and mild sleep apnea in just 6 weeks with Excite OSA.
Hey, it's Gresh. It's amazing the amount of people who are excited to share their Awaken 180 success stories with me. Friends, coworkers, people I hadn't met before, they're all proud to make a 180 with their life. Steve DeFilippo has similar experiences.
People walk up.
This hour of the Greg Good Morning Show brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations.
Where you get that from? Brad and Mike spit one. Let me hit that MC 8 ball and MJG. Keep spitting that D to the IMP. Bun B, that's Texas, baby. Ballin' G, that's Memphis, baby. Short dog, that's open, baby. Ain't nothing but pippin' these days, G. My C got locked up, but these real still know they got some. Give a what you say. Short dog with UGK. Do you really wanna be like me? Spit game like Snoop and T.I.P. Pretty girls in the VIP. They came with Dre. They don't need
IP. Wiggy's Choice Tuesday. Who's that, Wiggs?
Too Short, man.
Blow the Whistle?
Yeah.
Blow the Whistle.
Too Short is a legend in the rap game.
I don't know Too Short.
Really?
Me neither.
Yeah. Wow. That's like legendary rapper.
What era?
Basically mid-80s, or more like late 80s, 90s, 2000s. That song's only from...
Okay.
So I know that song.
The Vanilla Ice era. That's how I know it.
No, he was
one of the great rappers of all time.
No, that would be
Vanilla
like
Ice.
That would be like me saying I don't know who Aerosmith is.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah,
I mean, everybody knows who Aerosmith.
Everybody
is.
Everybody knows who Too Short is.
They do.
What other songs does that
the
Too
Ghetto
Short have?
Freaky Tales? There's so just another day. There's so many Too Short songs.
I know that
song. Waterfalls.
But...
By the way, speaking of Aerosmith, Joe Perry has put his Duxbury estate on the market. Might be a perfect purchase for John Curtis. Is John Curtis looking for a new place to live?
Maybe
he could buy it for you, Curtis.
Yeah, then we could rent Southie. Make
a pretty penny off that.
Yeah, all
Duxbury is beautiful.
It's just a smooth $4.5 million, 7 acres, and of course. I'm assuming that they're hoping that an Aerosmith fan will pay more for this home because they want to live where mm-hmm. Joe Perry lived. Like, sometimes that happens.
Yeah,
right?
They do that. Yeah, they do. That's big in real estate.
Has the real estate value plummeted in Duxbury because of their football program?
I don't think it's ever going to plummet in Deluxbury. That's not happening. We do have some audio, though, from the realtor.
Once you're behind those gates... You feel like you're in paradise. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. All I can say is, for any of those Aerosmith fans, if those walls could talk, man, oh man, could they talk?
Okay. Well, I'll pay an extra million for it then. Fine. That's a weird thing, though, when people want to buy a home that was owned by some celebrity or something like that.
People love that, man. They would, Curtis, you say somebody just bought a pair of Michael Jordan's used drawers for like
$500.
Yeah. Well, how much was it?
I think it was over $500.
Yeah, like, so people are doing Joe. And which one's Joe Perry? Is that the guitar player?
Yes.
Yeah, so yes. You don't think there's an Aerosmith fan to go, oh, this is where he probably did this, you know, recorded this, or slept with this one.
I mean, doesn't eventually that. Like, you could say this is where he did this for, like, 2 months, and then that's it. It's over. Like,
didn't Brady's house take a while to go off the market, though?
Which one? The one in Greenwich? Or the,
no, the one in Brookline.
The one in Brookline? Yeah. Yeah. That's the one. Yeah,
well, that's because it was $35 million.
I know, but, like, what a house.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
Tupac's car just went for over $1 million, and it didn't even have the bullet holes in
it. Right. They had fixed the bullet holes in that. This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how are you?
What's going on?
So, a few years ago, I was really trying to figure out how Wiggy would fit into the show. And guess what? I'm still trying to figure it out.
Okay. Why?
He's got to be the one guy, okay, that would that every day I try to listen to the station makes me want to turn it off.
Yeah, why?
Because he can't put two sentences together. Make any valid points, and he brings nothing to the show. I feel bad for you people having to sit there and work there.
What do you mean, you people, Steve?
I love the guy. I don't know.
I am so sick and tired. I get Cam Newton.
I get every once in a while a message from one of you triggered people with regard to Wiggy. And I'm sick of it.
No, I had a guy on
LinkedIn sent me a message the other day. Said he was he went to LinkedIn to send me a message. He said he was done with the show because of Wiggy. So I was responding nicely to the man, and then I looked back on his on his DMs on LinkedIn. He over the last 2 years he sent me 12 messages saying he's done with the show, and then he keeps listening every week.
Yeah,
I mean what like if I mean if you don't.
This is my first call in. I've been listening to the show. I'm 62 years old. I've been listening to the show forever. Okay,
yeah, yeah,
with,
I got gotcha. You.
From Eddie and Dale, forever.
Yeah,
and forever. I love the show. Yeah. I love the show. But he's got no purpose on that show.
The man played.
That tell him.
I feel bad for Courtney. I feel bad for you. I feel bad for Curtis because the stick doesn't work anymore. It never worked.
Yeah,
and
but
it doesn't work now.
It's not stick. Replace him
like Cam Newton got replaced because he's terrible.
Yeah, that's all right, Steve. I don't have a stick. What's a stick?
Yeah, you do.
No,
that's
I
all you got.
I keep it 100,
that's all
Steve.
You got because you got nothing else.
I keep it 100. I got a Super Bowl ring, Steve. Don't forget that. There'd be no dynasty.
You were the worst player on the team.
I don't know about that. There were some other guys that were worse than me.
Yeah,
there were some other guys that, Steve, come on now, buddy. You got to give me some credit. No dynasty.
And by the way, Steve, like you used subterfuge in order to get on the air because you said you had some thoughts on Mac Jones. Like next time you call up, have the nuts to say that you don't want Wiggy on the show anymore.
You're going to call, Steve. Stop lying.
I'll call up again.
You'll call tomorrow, buddy. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Get out of here.
Now you call me a liar,
Steve. We'll talk to you tomorrow, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Bill Belichick certainly thinks that you did a lot for the Patriots.
See
you forget.
Of course he does.
Lunch, Steve.
Love talking football with Wiggy. He's very, was a very astute player and has moved on to much higher ground.
Hey, Steve, I'm an acquired taste. I can't help that you don't have that type of taste bud.
Right.
And I don't trust anybody that says they're a Dale fan.
That's all right. Steve, keep calling. Take your call anytime.
I also think people like that have a million troll accounts. I think on Instagram, on Twitter, they have ways to verify people, right? Everybody should have to be verified on Twitter.
He has the right to come on here.
Of course.
No, I know. Yeah.
I don't like it either. You're my friend. I don't like the attack.
That's all right. Thanks, Greg, for
But what I'm
up
saying is he's calling in as himself. It's his voice. People who know him can hear him, etc.
Right.
People on social media, they go by, aliases.
Great. Now there's somebody else on who says they can't stand Wiggy. Hello?
Dale here.
Nice. Late night game deal.
This is Dave. Hello, Dave.
Oh, my God, guys. Hey, Steve, I got something for you, Steve. Go call the Sports Hub, all right? 98.5. Call them.
There's lots of other. There's a million other options. If you don't like this show, I recommend you try Greg's List on the Odyssey app. There are a lot of other options.
Well, like available. A good rash, sooner or later you just get to get
heavy
that like
chafing.
Little, I dumped that wig.
Oh, you can't say that. You get that little wire hang.
Graphic.
It's like, ooh.
Well, you don't have to dump NSAC.
That was descriptive.
Oh God.
Well, Ken, you know,
this is Greg's List on Odyssey.
Somebody's changed since they became a member of management. You don't have to dump NSAC.
I'm trying to keep you employed. God.
Okay. You know that good itch? You're like, oh, I don't like it, but now I'm starting to love this itch. That's what.
I've never heard the word good and rash together.
No,
though.
That's what I'm like sometimes, Curtis. Even my wife says it. Like, God, sometimes, man, I can't take you, but enough of you. It works out at the end.
Yeah. I mean, over my dead body, does J. Charles Wiggins not work on this program? Hello, Jenny.
Thank you.
You're
very
welcome.
Much. Great.
You're welcome.
I agree.
I did not invite you to dinner. I don't want you at dinner with me and Ty Law, but I do. Oh, well, what happened to Jenny? Team. Jenny disappeared? All right. Let us get to what is trending with Ken.
The exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. Grapes make a great snack for your back to school or back to the office lunches. Now through Thursday, check out red seedless grapes, only 72 cents per pound when you click the digital coupon. Limit 2 bags. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. All right, Patriots got some decent injury news on Trent Brown yesterday. He is just day-to-day. Roster back at 52 players. Hoyer and Folk back to the practice squad, which is a little rough for those guys, right, Wiggy? Then they cut their pay?
Yeah. I think, is it, $4,500 a week? Oh, no, $14,000 a week or something like that.
Well, either way, less than they would make. But
still pretty good.
Oh,
jeez, $14,000 a week.
$14,000 a week. To be on the practice squad.
How would anyone ever get by on that?
I don't know. I hope they get per diem.
Trying to paint a sympathetic picture there. It didn't work.
I'm trying.
Patriots getting ready for the Jets. 1 o'clock this week. Monday Night Football, Raiders beat the Ravens in overtime 33-27. So everybody in the AFC West with a win in week one. BC, bad quarterback news. This was Coco's lead this morning. So what's up with Dracovic, Courtney?
It seems to be a hand injury.
And out for the year.
Dunsky.
Oh. They said, yes.
Yikes.
We got to see this backup now.
Dennis Grossell.
They got who? They got Mizzou this week?
Yeah. No, they have Temple this
Temple,
week.
Temple, then Mizzou.
Yeah.
And the Red Sox not any better last night. A 5-4 loss to the Mariners on the West Coast. Game 1 of 3. 2-2 game. Schwarber an error at first on a grounder, then a single, and then a Mitch Haniger 3-run blast. A couple homers to attempt the comeback by Bogarts and who else? Back-to-back. Bogarts and Devers, back-to-back in the eighth, but they win in order the ninth, so they lose at 5-4. So, virtual tie with the Yankees for the second wild card, and Toronto won again. They beat the Rays, 12 wins out of 13. They're the first wild card right now. 10-10 first pitch tonight, Greg. Nathan Eovaldi on the mound on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. And I know you're a big cricket fan, and this may spawn an Irish Wiggy accent, so I'm going to play this.
Okay.
Cricket match in Ireland, female cricket match. Game interrupted with a dog on the pitch.
Oh.
Stole the ball. Golden retriever on a leash got away from the handler. High octane excitement in Ireland.
They're going to have to look to take two. They're going to have to take a chance now. Oh, dog. Oh, the dog is the ball. Oh, here we go. Now that is...
It's brilliant.
Now, there we go. It's dog has
puppy,
stopped play.
They've, puppy,
oh, there we go. I think we'll retrieve the ball. It may need a clean.
Well, resume the match on Thursday.
Yes. That is
It'll be Thursday.
That's
wow.
That's a little British than Irish.
Yeah. A little chuckle out of that. They really enjoyed that. That doesn't often
I
happen.
I love the European accent.
You
though.
Do?
I
like,
do.
The
that's
European accent?
Oh, well, you know, like...
The whole continent. Yeah, like, he loves the whole continent.
Over the pond accent. Like British, Irish,
yeah.
Scottish.
Yeah, Australian.
Polish.
Australian is not over the pond.
Well, it's kind of over the water.
Ireland, number one place for me to visit.
I like Ireland is?
Yeah.
Like Conor McGregor.
All right.
Well, maybe I should.
Ken's not
okay,
paying.
Okay, now I did.
Okay. I mean, that was...
Why? That's not...
Wiggy,
what's wrong with that word?
You can't say that. You know what he's saying.
Yeah, I mean, but he's not saying it, though.
I mean, what is with you and the toilet talk?
No,
lately?
That's not the bad word, though. If he's not saying that, it's like, look, but with an F on it.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else,
no,
Ken?
That's all.
All right.
I tried.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Greg Hill Morning Show.
Yeah, my old man was a little hard on me.
Possibly get you some nookie tonight on your senior prom.
On WEEI.
Shortly, Lou Merlone will join us on a Lou's Day, and then we will get to the news with Courtney at 7:45, and we will find out what climate change warriors are trying to train cows to do so as to slow down the greenhouse gas emissions to save the planet. So that is coming up during the news. This is Don. Hello, Don.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Don?
Well, when Callahan and Minahan disappeared off the show, I was disappointed. And I'd hear Wakey come on as guest sometimes. That was nice. Mm-hmm. And then when he came on your show, it took a while getting used to your show, but I got used to it. And then see how it would fit.
It would what? You cut up,
a while,
you said what? You want to see how it would fit? Is that what you said?
Yeah, okay. I want to see how it fit, but yeah. I didn't think it would. But yeah. After a while, I think he had.
I agree.
Unfortunately, we got to.
I think he said all great things.
We got to the moment of truth, and the man's phone died.
Well,
he may have been about to say that.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh,
what, you could you summarize? What you like, Wiggy? You don't? What,
I said Wiggy makes the show. He's part of the personality of the show. And so I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Thank you, Don. Thank you.
Wiggs out.
Yeah.
Thank you. Could not agree more.
Not everybody's going to like you. My mother said that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she did?
She said this. Listen.
She also warned you about bodies of water and fat people.
Yes, she did. She told me a lot of good things. She was very influential in my life, right? She said, listen, if they ain't hating on you, then that means you ain't made it, boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when they hating on you, that's a good thing.
My dad always told me it's never going to be unanimous.
Right.
Mm.
And it's not.
And then she said, well, let me know if they're hating on you, where they live, and we could take care of that problem.
My dad said, yeah. Check your banking account. The transfer just went through.
Oh, yeah. My mother used to go throw down.
Hello, Josh.
Hey, good morning, guys. Greg, love the show. Big fan from forever ago.
Thank you.
Great cast of characters on this program. I like it better than the last. But my question, Wiggy, how'd the boy make out in Springfield? You get out of the hood?
Yeah, we got out of the hood, okay? We got out of there with a W. We beat Springfield Central, who was the number one team in the state.
Number one team in the state?
Number one team in the state.
Whoa.
They got some talent now. They got some talent down there. I got to give them credit. They got some talent. But we got plenty of talent. Our quarterback had a total of 10 touchdowns, Aiden Perret, threw 7 and ran for 3.
Jesus.
478 passing yards and then 163 rushing yards.
Power of recruiting.
You guys should have gone and played UMass while you were out there.
We probably would have beat them.
Would have knocked out your quarterback, though, those a-holes.
And not only am my kid, who is a monster on the D-line, he's the left tackle, too, so double duty. Mm. Held it down for him. Yeah, pretty impressive, right?
All right, well, how can we get him to BC? What do we have to do?
Who you got this week?
Cash.
We have, Courtney's going to love this, Santos alma mater, St. John's Prep.
St. John's Prep. All right. A barn burner.
Right. Yes, big game down at the Prep.
Okay. This is Patty. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning.
Hi.
I wanted to call and say how much my husband and I really enjoy listening to your show, but mostly Wiggy. Hmm. We've been listening to EEI for years through all the changes in programming and lineup, and we really enjoy your show, but have to say Wiggy is our guy.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
He's my guy.
Yeah. We're our love here.
I understand that Steve doesn't like him or whatever his name
was. That's all right. TC don't like me either, but we get along.
Well, you know what? I just want to say that my husband's name is Steve, not the one you heard from, but this Steve, my husband. And really brings a smile to our face every morning when we're having our coffee.
Okay. Well, we appreciate it. That's what we try to do. Put smiles on faces.
Yeah. Jerome Wiggins.
This is Mike from Dorchester. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Greg. What's up, man? Good morning.
What's happening?
Hey, Wiggs.
Yo.
Good man.
What up, Mike?
How quickly they forget, brother. How quickly they forget.
That's okay. Remember?
Yeah, man. You bring a lot to the show. I love the energy. I love the difference of opinions. You guys keep me going in the morning. I appreciate all of you. Courtney's great. You guys are doing a great job.
Well,
and hey, don't forget.
Go ahead. What?
Don't forget to go out and vote for Anissa today, right?
Oh, yeah.
Boston Pride, right?
That's right.
It is election day or preliminary election day here in Boston, so get out and vote. I expect that we may hear from Anissa on the program at some point this morning. I think
she taught at Eastie, so
yeah.
Well, all candidates are welcome to call should they want to.
Right. For some reason, Wiggy triggered some individuals yesterday by suggesting that Cam Newton would have won that football game on Sunday.
He would have. I heard Lou and them talking about it, and they laughed at me.
Uh-huh.
All right, so it's okay. It wasn't the first time I've been laughed at, or it won't be the last time. But I said everybody was saying, "Hey, Mac will be the starter. We got no problem with that. Why don't we keep Cam around to have some type of package? Use him in this Taysom Hill type of player." Well, you could have used that Taysom Hill type of player on Sunday when your offense was only able to score 16 points and you had 4 red zone trips.
That is rude.
It is rude, right in the middle of my opinion I'm giving. But you don't think that if you had a guy that might have been, and see, I think a lot of people think that you're knocking Mac Jones. You're not knocking him. You're just saying if you had a guy that might not have been able to do something a little bit different, and he might not have thrown the ball as well as Mac Jones, but maybe he brings that other element to be able to pick up a play or two with his legs.
but if you're playing a team,
I don't appreciate Christian and Lou right now.
Well, you're going to get to talk to Lou in a minute.
Oh.
If you're playing a team with a head coach who is your former defensive coordinator,
right,
and knows an awful lot about your system,
and
then you're expecting that you're going to have Cam Newton in a red zone situation, isn't that the exact type of individual who is going to, and his defense is going to understand exactly what you're doing with Cam Newton?
No, well, look what the Miami Dolphins did. They brought out this wildcat formation a handful of times to utilize that wildcat formation. They brought Jacoby Brissett in some of the third down and one situations. So we all talked about what would Cam Newton be, right? I thought he was going to be the day one starter. He wasn't. But you don't release a guy that maybe might be able to add value to your team because you could utilize him in a role where maybe you get inside the 20, you get inside the 10, he brings something different or adds this other element. I see these guys, man.
Honestly, I'm Team Wiggy. That is rude. You played in the NFL. You won a Super Bowl. You taught Christian how to play tight end in New England.
Disrespect.
My Madden rating was higher than Christian's. I don't know why he's laughing.
And Bill, no joke, Bill legitimately enjoys talking with you. He hated last year with Christian.
Hello, Nick.
Morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, Nick?
Hey, I want to back the show up a little bit, back to the Yankees cheating. If you go back to Sunday, the Mets called them out for it. Lindor was talking trash back and forth and then proceeded to hit three bombs against them. So it's not new. They've been doing it for a little while now.
Okay, but if they just explain this to me. If you get if you got a guy on second base who's stealing signs, why does he need to relay them to the dugout and then there's a whistle as opposed to just relaying it to the batter directly?
Yeah. I don't know how they're doing it. The guy on second might be whistling it in. I mean, I don't know how they're doing it that fast to get it there unless they're using, Core and his Apple Watch trying to steal it from the board.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It just seems like if you're going to cheat at this point, doing it via an audio method is the exact wrong way to do it.
Right.
Like, I mean, it's no different than the banging on the trash can, the whistling.
Right.
I mean,
2-1.
Apple Watch was the most brilliant.
It does seem very suspicious, the timing of that loud, aggressive whistle.
And people say that, you know, look at what happened to Houston. Why would any team do that? Well, the Red Sox allegedly did it the next year and nothing. What did they get punished? Nothing. Right. What happened to the Red Sox?
2-1.
But why does it have to go from the guy on second? You make a good point. Why does it have to go from him to the coach and then the coach has to whistle? Why can't
it be too obvious, I bet.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter, though. See, with the Astros, they were stealing signs off the live stream from inside the dugout. Mm-hmm.
Maybe the batter doesn't want to look at the runner on second. He wants to focus on the pitcher, but he can hear that as a little tip right before the pitch comes.
I want to see video of the batter on second to see if there's some type of hand motion, anything to the dugout.
That's a good point, Ken. I didn't even take that in consideration. And I can see why you have to use the audio, because if your focus is on the pitcher and his like where he's releasing the baseball from, you can maybe hear something in that split second.
Right. Well, yeah, you would hear if you're at Yankee Stadium and you hear a loud, lengthy, aggressive whistle, you would certainly take notice of it.
2-1. Judge drives him in the air to deep right.
That was perfect.
This is Fran from Boston. Oh, Fran has us on hold. I love when this happens.
It's a vibe.
This feature's pretty cool.
Yeah. I don't know what Fran is currently listening to.
Hey, Hillman.
Fran.
Hillman.
Fran, what's happening?
How are you?
What's up, Fran?
Sorry, buddy. I was in. I was getting directed by a police officer to move to the other lane.
Oh.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Hey, Hillman, with respect to Wiggy, there's 2 points. One irrational fear you keep leaving out. That's white vans, remember?
Yes.
He's petrified of white vans
as
well.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
But if Wiggy wasn't on the show, he's like your crazy uncle or aunt. He's wrong on 99 out of 100 points. But including all of his points about Cam, he does make the show because he gets up and he creates controversy with his crazy commentary.
Yeah.
So, total disagreement with everything he says, but I'm glad he's on the show.
Yeah. I mean, this is not – somebody was asking. They just tuned in on the text line. They were wondering if this was – if there was some kind of a telethon going on for Wiggy or something.
Yeah, to Wiggy-pon.
All the chicken pot sandwiches you can eat.
We don't need to go over this.
Are you really wrong if you're wrong 99% of the time? No.
No, you're right 1% of the time.
So,
which may be better than others.
Google it.
That's it. So as long as you're right, you're right. And as long as I believe it, then I'm not wrong.
Right.
Touchdown to Jerome Wiggins.
And you stick to what you believe, which is the best part.
Yeah,
he's unwavering.
Right. Well, it's full confidence.
Full confidence.
No, right. No fact can get Wiggy off an opinion.
No, that is true. All right. It's a lose day, and Lou Merlone is brought to you this week by Zenni, the official eyewear of the Boston Red Sox. Major league style at minor league prices. Visit Zenni.com. And Lou joins us on the Harbor One hotline this morning. Hey, Lou.
Good morning, everybody. How we doing?
How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm just out here whistling in my backyard trying to get my dog back in the yard. Other than that, I'm fine.
You pointed this out yesterday via tweet. It sounds suspicious to me, but I know you've reviewed the Zapruder film here, and do you believe there is something nefarious going on with the Yankees?
Well, I would say yesterday I retweeted that just to mess with the Yankee fans because I like trolling them. But, I mean, given what had happened the other day, I'm pretty sure that every time a Yankee fan comes up, Yankee Stadium will start whistling, you know, to a fan, right? Or even on the road or whatever. So I bet you someone's just messing with them. But there's no, you know, I still think things go on in the game. I think people still look for an advantage. And I think especially when you are extremely desperate, like, I don't know, lose like 2 out of the 15 games, and see a total collapse like nothing we've seen before, much worse than what everybody was accusing the Red Sox of doing with what we've seen from the Yankees the last 2 or 3 weeks. So I think that Major League Baseball let them off the hook, and they went after everybody else and just kind of stopped investigating everything when it came to the Yankees, and sort of like here we are. So, yeah, I think they're just as guilty as everybody else. They just never really get caught.
Lou, but how difficult is it really? Like, if you're up there at home plate, and Ken brought up a good point, and there's a guy on second base. Does he have enough time to really relay the signals to you and you as a hitter be able to see that? I mean, how difficult is that for a hitter to be able to decipher all that within, you know, a half a second?
If you listen, if you've got the signs, it's not difficult at all. I mean, there's many ways to do it. I mean, it's, you know, I'm leading off on second base. I'm you know, if I'm got my hands on my knees, it's off speed. If I'm standing more straight up, it's fastball. If I look to my right, it's off speed. If I look to my left, it's fastball. If I turn around and pick up where the outfielders are, it's a curve. I mean, it's an off speed pitch. I mean, there's many, many ways to relay it from second base once you get the signs and the sequence. The thing is, though, they're switching them up, you know, every third or fourth pitch. So I think it's really, really difficult. If you are a team that is paying attention and switching up signs, I still think it is very, very difficult for a guy to steal signs. By the time you're confident that you've got the sequence, the at-bat's already over. So, but if a team is lazy and they don't change signs, I don't really think it's very hard.
Lou, we were saying earlier, how dumb could a team be using sounds as a way to
yeah.
cheat? But is it almost the best time to do it? Because no one would think a team would be that dumb. So it's actually kind of brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, you could sort of sit there. I mean, really, because we all sat there with the trash can thing, right? And we were like, really? Like, you're banging a trash can? Like, nobody can hear it? It's almost like if you heard it, you'd be like, nah, that can't be. They can't be just whistling, can they? They can't be just banging a trash can, can they? Listen, I think there is a lot of, you know, people out there very concerned. You saw the other day, right? I forget what it was, the Red Sox versus the Rays, when there was a man on second base in extra innings. I think it was Colin McHugh, just intentional balk. He just wanted to get him off second base. He intentionally balked to get the runner from second to third so the Red Sox, he felt, could not relay signs from second base. He intentionally let him go to third just so we didn't want the Red Sox to relay signs. So there's just, you know, people are nervous. I don't know. Maybe they're worried a little bit too much, but I think you should at this level.
Lou, Wiggy seems upset this morning that you were laughing, apparently, at his suggestion that Cam Newton would have won that football game on Sunday.
Yeah, I don't. Listen, I just disagree. I heard you, you know, but I think Mac Jones was absolutely outstanding, and I just don't think running that football, which is basically what you would have had to do with Cam Newton, was the way to win, because I thought Damian Harris ran the ball real well, too. I just don't. There's no way he could have thrown the football the way Mac Jones and ran that offense. There's just no way. He's just not capable of it, and that's not the reason why he's not here anymore.
Well, he might not have thrown it as well as Mac, but he threw well against the Eagles, and I just think you would have had the element of being able to use that RPO and take advantage of that, and that maybe makes things a little bit easier, especially when you get in the red zone. You saw the Miami Dolphins score off an RPO that Tua was able to keep, and we talked about, why would you not have Cam as your backup to use him in some of those packages? And that's what I'm more focused on. If you want to start Mac, start Mac. But you could have had a nice package for Cam, and it seemed like he would have been willing to do that, where you could have been utilizing his skill set.
But I got to go back. I mean, was it first and goal? Like first and goal from the 5 where they could utilize that? Or was it sort of outside, you know, in the red zone? Because when in the red zone, when things tighten up a little bit, he's the last thing I want throwing the football, right? You're right, he could have ran the ball a little bit, but wasn't like Damian Harris wasn't effective. He just put the ball on the ground. So
one of their drives.
I'm worried about the quarterback room. Like, I'm worried about the depth. I'm worried about Mac Jones taking hits the way he's getting hit right now. I like the fact he's staying in there and taking hits, but he's taking a lot of them.
I mean, you think anybody wants to go to Brian Hoyer week three, week four? I know I don't.
Right.
More importantly, Lou, did Mac Jones give a little chuckle when Christian asked him the Northeast men's health question of the week? Because I think I heard a little guffaw in there.
Yeah, there's no question. I think he did. I was like just happy that he seemed like a lot better than he did in that post game. I don't know about you guys, but we had, 17 bettors, me bettors? Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there going, we are absolutely screwed tomorrow. Like, this is going to be the absolute worst. And it wasn't as bad, right? It was just, we got to loosen him up a little bit. We got to loosen him up. I thought he was okay. But, yeah, I think there was a chuckle. I think he got a good kick out of that.
Yeah, I think, that's a good sign if he's laughing at those with erectile dysfunction. Right. I think that's a good sign.
Better sign than Bill not laughing at all with us yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah,
all right.
Oh, I do have a question, a baseball question.
You have a baseball question?
Yeah, I have a baseball question for Lou, because I got laughed at earlier about Kyle Schwarber took accountability after the game. I just want to know, as a former player, if having a guy in the clubhouse take accountability for mistakes means anything to the other players.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think it does. There's no question about it. But I think everybody looks at Kyle and just like, listen, sorry, our GM traded you to play first. You've never played first base before. I don't really fault you. You know what I mean? I mean, he's not a first baseman. That play last night, I know nobody saw it because it was late at night. It was just a one hopper with two outs in the seventh inning right at him that he looked like he never played the infield ever in his life. And honestly, after that play, I don't know if I ever want to see him at first base ever. So, that's how bad it was. I don't know if you've seen the replay. It was right there in his glove. He popped out of his glove. It looked like he was going to fall on top of it. And I'm just sitting there going, oh, my God. Like, what? How do I even blame Kyle Schwarber? Like, who do I blame for this? I blame Heim Bloom for getting a first baseman and not getting one and thinking this kid could play it.
Yeah.
I don't fault him for that. He's never done it before. Everybody can play first. Well, apparently not, because he can't.
All right, Lou. Great to talk to you, and we'll hear you this afternoon.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
All right. That is Lou Merlone, and we will be back with Courtney in today's news.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for...
It was a dirty move. It was a sucker move.
The news.
That's when I kind of felt bamboozled.
With your host...
If you're feeling spicy...
Courtney Cox. Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
It appears that a button was pushed accidentally.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Coming up after 8, around 8:30 or a little bit earlier, Ty Law in the studio on a Ty Tuesday, but they are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90% at Northeast Men's Health. You can learn more when you visit northeastmenshealth.com.
The Massachusetts National Guard has been activated to help with the state's shortage of school bus drivers. Up to 250 members will be available to cities and towns, the state announced on Monday. Here is Charlie Baker.
The goal here is to try to make sure if we have vehicles, we put people in them who are qualified to drive them and do what we can to make sure kids can get to school, because obviously the driver shortage is creating some real issues.
Anybody notice the irony here? We kept the kids out of school for a full year because of a virus. Now we're using the military to get them there in their buses.
We've got to get Curtis on one of these buses.
Yeah.
So, where are all of the moms drivers?
What
did they? Did they
collecting unemployment?
Well, that's ended. Hasn't that ended?
Or has it ended yet?
Yeah, it ended at Labor Day, I think.
You can't collect now? Or I thought you could, but you have to show proof you're applying.
Yes, you have to show. I mean, you have to show proof that you applied for a job. This is why, if you talk to anybody who's hiring people, these people schedule an interview, and then they never show up for the actual interview. So therefore, they can say, I scheduled myself an interview, and then they never show up for it.
Do your job!
This is 100% no BS. Over the weekend, Sunday, the CVS on West Broadway and one other store in Southie had to close because all their part-timers didn't show because they wanted to watch the Pats game.
Well, I can't blame them for that.
So people, like, they're so short-staffed that they can't even, like, if one person doesn't come in, yeah, they have to close the store.
I can't blame them for that. All right, well, I'm guessing the kids will probably be more well-behaved if it's a National Guard member.
Yeah,
of course.
They won't be throwing things at the driver, yelling. Right.
They'll be in a tank, too, right. So.
Yeah. With COVID-19 occupying everyone's health concerns, it's easy to forget that the mosquitoes are still with us, and so is the West Nile virus.
Oh, here we go.
So far, though, Massachusetts has been lucky and not seen any Triple E cases, but four people in Middlesex County have contracted West Nile, and it's been detected in mosquitoes in almost every corner of the state. Here's Halifax Health Agent Bob Valeri.
We did have a lot of rain in July, and that's the breeding ground that certainly had a population on its way down that may just explode this fall.
Oh, time to cancel high school football.
Right. Another thing that September gives you.
Mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are there August.
Not like they are West Nile. They cancel all the football games. Can't play at nighttime. Got to play it today.
Shut it down.
There ain't going to be many mosquitoes around.
But you can't go to the Pats game.
Shut it down.
They don't go to the mosquitoes.
A BU professor, this is really sad, from Milton, was killed over the weekend when his family says he fell through a rusted-out flight of stairs while on a run in Dorchester. David Jones' wife wrote in a Facebook post that he was out for a run when he, quote, accidentally accessed a flight of stairs near the JFK UMass Boston MBTA stop.
Did you see, though, that there were barriers that would have prevented you from
going up the stairs,
just wandering onto this? It's a tragic thing, but it's also weird.
Yeah.
Why was he running over there?
He's on a run.
No one seems to know why he went. And he fell through, that hole already existed, right?
Yeah. Like, it had been closed for 20 months. A Jersey barrier and chain link fence blocked the top entrance from Columbia Road. But here's Richard Saunders, who lives near the staircase.
How could you not see a hole that big going up the stairs or down the stairs? I don't know. It's sad.
It's really sad. And weird. Sometimes when you're on a run and I don't know. But thoughts to his family.
You're on a run and you don't see where you're running? Or
yeah.
Yeah.
But if you said there's a barrier.
No, I know. Yeah, he obviously had to go by the barrier.
Oh. Very sad.
I don't know if you guys saw this story, but this is crazy. An influencer, Jordan Cheyenne, has taken down her YouTube channel and Instagram account for the health and well-being of her 9-year-old son in the wake of a backlash against a recent vlog that showed her pressuring him to pose for a video thumbnail. Here's audio from the video.
Come here. Come closer for the video. Come closer. Come closer. Come closer. Put your head right here. Come closer. Closer down. Put your head down here. Act like you're crying, really quick.
I am crying.
Go like this.
No, Mom, I'm actually seriously crying.
No, I know, but go like this for the video. Go like this, put one hand up, go like this. No, go like this. Put your hand like this. But let them see your mouth. Let them see your mouth. Look at the camera, look at the camera.
Oh, yeah. What was all that about? Why'd she want him to cry?
She needed him to cry for a stupid video.
She needed it for the thumbnail photo of a vlog. The YouTube channel has over 500,000 subscribers. Well, that's disgusting.
That's somebody who should be canceled.
Yeah. Well, I think she is getting canceled currently.
If he was already crying, what'd she need him to cry for?
She's trying to get the perfect picture or the perfect post or whatever. Enough.
Yeah. No, it's really bad. That
reminded me of you and Tim at NEMA for our photo shoot.
That was me and trying to get a picture with Ty Law last night that I didn't look fat in.
One more picture.
Oh, your angle.
And unfortunately, if you saw the photo on my Instagram, I didn't find one that I didn't look fat in.
You got to do free calamari for the photo.
Greg has been teasing this story all morning long. Researchers are potty training cows. farmed cattle produce roughly 66 to 88 pounds of feces and 8 gallons of urine each day and are free to relieve themselves wherever they please.
No longer. We are going to prevent the greenhouse gases. We are potty training our cows.
Yes, because...
Do they have little, like the little doggy type cow toilet that they're training them on?
I think they're making sure that it's happening in one area because...
Is it a squatty potty or, I mean, could the cow just wear a diaper and prevent the greenhouse gas emissions, Curtis?
I mean, honest to God, we have to be clear. This isn't The Onion. This is us today.
This is actual news. There's some researcher who's out there talking to the cow saying, can you moo when you have to poo?
I'm sure there's a little bell that they have to take their nose, hit the bell.
Well, you got to give them a treat, right?
Are you kidding me?
Feces and farts.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. All right.
They are saying the spread of their waste into the soil can have a negative effect on the environment.
Right. Yes,
let's empower the Taliban and get our cows potty trained.
Yes.
You got to get them to go in the same area. That's hard to do, though. That is really hard. My dog goes all over the place.
Yeah, are they teaching them to wipe afterwards, I hope?
Probably not.
Oh, okay.
Wiping, those are definitely not good for the environment.
Oh, yeah, because of the trees that are killed with the toilet paper.
They're organic wipes. They're recycled.
Another YouTube story, a young woman touring the country's national parks with her boyfriend in a converted camper, she documented the whole thing on her YouTube channel, suddenly disappeared without a word. And her family is desperate for answers. Her boyfriend returned from this cross-country van trip alone and hired a lawyer.
Yeah,
of course.
This is a creepy story. This is a thing. Do you know any van life people?
No.
Except for
the kidnapping clowns.
I know a couple van life people.
That live in vans.
What they did was, during the pandemic, they took off, lived in a van, and drove all over the country.
Right.
And it's a thing that a lot of people did, apparently, during the pandemic. Unfortunately, there seems to be something that is underfoot here that is not a good thing because she didn't come back.
Right. And the mom says that she received texts from her on August 25th. But she's suspicious about it because it was just a text. She didn't verbally speak to her. So she doesn't know if it was her or somebody else with her phone.
Oh.
I always feel that way. If one of my friends texts me something off, I'm like, give me a call.
Yeah.
I want to hear your voice.
That's that van life.
Yes. So something I will be keeping an eye out. The Met Gala was last night. One person who didn't attend, Tom Brady. We didn't see any of him or
Where
Giselle.
Was Tom Brady?
Yeah, because usually he's big on that. He's big on the gala there.
Yeah.
Well, you have to be vaccinated to go to it.
Well,
he is.
Is he?
Well, then Bruce Arians said that 100% of the team.
Okay. I thought he lied 90% of the time about everything Tom Brady.
That's true.
But Bruce Arians doesn't. Somebody else who didn't attend the gala, and it was because of vaccination status, Nicki Minaj. The superstar took to Twitter saying, they want you to get vaccinated for the Met. If I get vaccinated, it won't be for the Met. It'll be once I feel I've done enough research. I'm working on that now. In the meantime, my loves, be safe. Wear the mask with two strings that grip your head and face, not that loose one.
Did you happen to see the Subway commercial for the new Subway fragrance with Tom Brady?
I did.
Is that legit?
No.
I'm not sure.
There's no Subway fragrance.
Could be.
Well, I'd like to. Honestly.
Who's buying a Subway fragrance?
Right over here.
And what's the name of the fragrance?
Imagine if I walked in the room and,
you
smelled a roast beef sub.
No.
Oh, God.
With extra pickles and mayonnaise. Do you have that audio from the commercial?
Seductive. Irresistible. Yet forbidden. Bready.
The new fragrance that says, Subway has so much new, it didn't fit in their last ad. So they bought time and mind to talk about hearty multigrain bread.
Freshly baked.
Smells so good, I can almost taste it.
But you don't eat bread.
Come on.
Okay. Completely different dude, isn't he?
Man.
I mean, just, was this the guy that he always was?
And Television
was
not Tommy.
He wasn't allowed to live that way under the dictatorship that is Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick does Subway commercials. He could have done that. He does.
Yeah. I mean, honestly.
Under the strong fist of Bill Belichick, yeah, Brady wasn't able to show his personality.
Every morning. I think it's one of their super dupers or whatever.
Every morning.
Except to the smell of Subway bread.
Well, I just, while we're on the topic of the Met Gala, I do want to give my best and worst dress when it comes to athletes, if you would allow. Gabrielle Union. She's not an athlete, but she's part of the athlete world, if you will, the universe. She looked outstanding.
Really?
10 out of 10.
Okay.
Venus Williams, 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Serena, not so much.
No.
Russell Westbrook, 10 out of 10.
Mm.
The Currys.
Oh,
both
the Currys.
Mr. and Mrs.
Mm.
Outstanding.
Yeah, if you're worth $100 million, it's easy to look good.
Yeah, but not everybody did. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If somebody's dressing you, you're not paying for the clothes. Yeah, like, I mean,
a perfect example, Sierra, terrible.
Really?
Not everything needs to be a walking billboard for your husband.
I like the dress.
What was she wearing?
She was wearing, like, his jersey as a dress form.
It was like a sequence, like, dress.
But with his number on it.
Yeah, with Seattle colors.
Yeah.
That's what Mrs. Wiggins needs. Some kind of a sequin wiggy jersey dress.
Yeah, I don't mind the jersey dress. The dress was actually nice. It looked good on her. It just had like a big three
but
on it.
It's all she does is just promote him.
Yeah.
She's a celeb in her own right.
Okay.
No, she's not.
Yes, she. Stop what it. Are you talking about?
Listen, if it wasn't for Russell Wilson, Sierra would be somewhere on one of those channels on Sirius XM, like channel 7000. Hits from 2001.
No.
Yes.
That is fraudulent. A post has been shared thousands of times on Facebook and in multiple blog posts that claim the coronavirus can be killed by inhaling onion fumes and eating onions.
Huffing onions.
I love onions.
I hate onions.
I like onions.
Yeah,
I love them grilled. I love them raw.
I don't think I like them raw, but
Onion rings.
I do like French onion soup. But I never eat the onion part.
What about French onion dip?
I just eat the bread and the cheese part.
Yeah, but the onions
have a French onion soup, hold the onion, extra Gruyere.
Can I have the French onion soup without the onions, just the broth and the bread and the cheese,
please?
What
about French onion dip?
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
You're eating onions, you're spotting dimes.
But that's not real onions. That's just the flavor of onions.
No, there are onions in French onion dip.
Not if you buy it.
But the French onion soup, they're part of the broth.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know how you eat that and don't eat the onions. Right.
They are saying the claim is false. Health experts say there is no evidence that onions can kill the virus or prevent COVID-19 infections.
They're what are they called? They're not condiments, right?
What?
You wouldn't categorize onion as a condiment, right?
What?
It's a topping, condiment? I would say.
What would it be like if you went like
it's
pickles?
It's a vegetable.
But you know, like you get a sandwich, you got like pickles, lettuce, tomatoes,
topping.
Onions.
Yeah, that's a topping?
I would say it's a topping.
Well,
it's an accoutrement
ingredient?
Or something.
Well, they're
like
the number one accoutrement out there. With any sandwich, you say onions,
pickles. Hey, I noticed Ty Law is here.
Mm-hmm. Ty Law, TZ in the house. You fought the law and the law won.
We may have. That was that. We're on Twitch, guy. You can't throw the middle finger up in the direction of J. Charles Wiggins.
He said it's for Wiggs.
All right. Anything else news wise? Because we can get to. Do you have other news?
There are, but whatever you want.
Yeah,
A survey of 1,000 Americans, bad news for you, conducted by one poll on September 2nd, examined why people have ended friendships in the last year and a half. Uh-huh. Results show 16% of respondents have axed three pals from their life since the pandemic began in March 2020. Reason behind it? Well, 66% of are vaccinated, 17% are not. Mm. 1 in 7 say they parted way with friends who don't get the vaccine.
Oh. Wait, they end a friend, like a legit friendship.
Yes.
Right.
They end it with somebody because they're not vaccinated?
Correct.
It's like the Trump effect.
Can't they still talk on the phone to the person?
100%.
No, their beliefs.
That's the issue right now.
Nope. Yep.
That is the issue.
All right.
Apple took to Twitter to announce a big day, California streaming. What's coming next? Watch a special Apple event today at 10 a.m. Pacific time to find out. So if you're looking for a new Apple Watch, Apple phone, it's probably coming today.
How much is the new iPhone going to be?
$1,500.
Yeah.
I'm currently utilizing the iPhone 4.
Yeah, your camera is atrocious.
Seems to work fine for me.
They know what they're doing, Apple.
So what is this one do?
The event is today at 10.
Oh, we don't know what it does.
No, but it's coming. So
it'll probably be the fact that the camera is just better. Because that's all they really do with the iPhones when they upgrade them. It's just you really get a better camera.
Battery life usually is better. Yeah. But that means all the phones below it, you'll start noticing little problems with your phone.
Oh, thanks. Fine with the 4.
And we're going to round this out with Taco Bell, which is testing a new taco subscription with unlimited tacos. It'll go anywhere.
Slow down. Did you say unlimited tacos?
Sure did.
How much do you pay for that?
It's going to run you anywhere from $5 to $10, depending on location.
Per month?
Yep.
Oh.
And it's eligible for a free taco daily for 30 days.
A free taco a day.
Mm.
Taco Bell.
It's a pretty good deal, I think.
Yeah.
It's a
great deal.
Just so that, I mean, it's obviously probably your soft and crunchy tacos.
So you pay $5 or $10 a month. You're
depending on location.
You're a subscriber.
Right. Yes.
Do you get to bump ahead of everybody in line?
Didn't say that.
I want some kind of a golden ticket where you can bump ahead of everybody.
And is it only for the tacos, or is it like if I
free
upgrade,
taco.
Can I get
you
like
be able to
burritos? Like, is there like an upgraded service?
Hasn't been decided yet.
Courtney, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Coming up next, it's a Thai Tuesday, although I think Thai Law wants to change the name of Thai Tuesday right from the jump. So Thai Law with us next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.